Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News, day before Thanksgiving. Yes, we are live today, tomorrow, Black Friday, every day but Christmas. It's a simple rule, memorize it. Every day but Christmas, we're here Monday through Friday, every single one. Joining us now by phone, we have D.C. Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Let's start with this, because this is the one I want to make sure that we talk about, because it's kind of a cool thing. When you talked to the Leadership Pensacola class, a week and a half ago, I had the opportunity to moderate that, although most of that was just me standing at the front of the room while they talked to you, which is fine. that's the appropriate relationship. But you talked about recycling, that we have a recycling deal in the works, right? It's not quite signed yet, but it's close enough that you can talk about it, right?
Yeah. So first and foremost, we're lined up now to have curbside recycling back in the spring. So if you want it, and part of one of the big fixes, of course, is that we aren't going to force it upon you, which caused a lot of our contamination issues the first time, but. Like with everything that we do, whether it's parking and recycling, where maybe the decision on space, we've tried to have, the courage to make the decision that we think is the right one for the city, and in terms of making it better than it was before. And certainly I would think recycling goes into that. And our goal is to really do two things. Number one, make it available for people who really want to recycle and lower the contamination so it actually helps the environment. And number two is to add some technological advances and enhancements to the program that make it more effective. And so, really one of the notable things was that we'd be adding, we'd actually be getting a grant from the Recycling Partnership, and we'll announce more formally in the coming days. But that's what they do, is they help cities start and restart recycling programs. So we're looking at getting a significant grant from them to not only increase education, but more importantly, add some actual AI technology to our trucks that will help identify contamination as it goes into from the can to the truck. So now, this camera would notice if your recycling bin was contaminated, and it would send you a note to your house after it's come there. Automatically. And then after a few times, if you continue to contaminate it, we could decide to just pull the can. When you end something that people really enjoy, or at least some people really enjoy, they get anxious and they wonder if it's ever coming back. And so I'm very excited to get this back, because it will most certainly be a better, more green, more environmental friendly and customer friendly program than we had before we started.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the technology, because the problem has been one of the problems has been contamination, and that winds up costing the city a lot of money, because everybody's dealing with this issue that people don't know how to recycle properly. And so if you can have a camera on the right can when it's being dumped in and realize, nope, that stuff is not recyclable, sir, you need to do better, or you won't be able to do this at all. That's to everybody's benefit. The other part of this deal that I think is really neat is the education component, which is important. But the way I understand it is, mm-hmm. This entity goes around helping municipalities like ours reestablish or establish recycling programs. And a lot of the funding to make this happen is made possible by money given to them by big companies who want to be able to say in their annual and quarterly reports, hey, we're helping with recycling. So they fund this thing, so it doesn't have to be us spending extra money on it. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, in the same way, down to the individual level, that we give to charities and nonprofits to say, hey, we're helping with this problem in our community.
Yeah.
Well, we may not be able to physically go do it ourselves, but we try to invest in that. It's the exact same concept. The Coca-Colas of the world want to invest, and they invest millions of dollars into being able to say that bottle that you have is 100% recycled. So Recycling Partnership is a avenue for them to do that. And that's what's great, is their only goal is to help start and restart recycling programs. They don't care in what form, they don't care, and they bring a lot of expertise. So it's the education that you will most certainly be getting as a city resident in the coming months, to help see if you want to opt in, all of that education is going to be, you know, time tested and proven, and, you know, and certainly more effective than the city of Pensacola starting from scratch.
Yeah,
and
just coming up with our own messaging,
so
right?
It's all of that knowledge, you know, that knowledge base coming to help us. So that's great.
The other thing I just want to make sure you have a chance to explain to people is, key part of this program is going to be choosing how many cans and which configuration of cans and what prices, right?
Yeah, probably that we'll get as much attention is, of course, you know, what we come back pricing with and what our options are going to be. One of the critiques of switching to twice a week garbage service was, hey, you know, I live by myself, or, you know, I'm a senior, I'm a recent college graduate, I don't need two pickups a week. So we're gonna actually start the base at one pickup a week. So it's gonna be all right. If you want one can, one pickup a week, no recycling, don't care about that. Well, then now, so your bill will, and we're working out final numbers. So
sure.
Those are not finalized, but your bill will actually go down. But you're going to start if that's all you want. If you want a second can, be picked up on the same day, garbage can, still don't care about recycling, then you'll probably be paying around what you're paying now. If you want one garbage can, one recycling can, you're going to be paying about what you're paying right now on a second pickup or recycling. So you're going to have options that we should be able to meet everybody's need. And if you have that family of six and you still need, you know, multiple cans and recycling, you can get all of that if you want. So I would think just as much attention is going to be paid to really this new format that gives you a little bit more freedom to choose what you want to do. You're not forced to recycle like we were for 10 years. You aren't forced to have a twice a week garbage service. I think that, like you said, just as impactful potentially is whether you care about recycling or not, is you're going to have some additional opportunity to pick how you want your service to work for you.
And the last thing before we go to traffic break is this deal that we've worked out is with the new, was it Waste Management Recycling Center to the east instead of with ECUA. And so it literally pays us down off of the price of dumping there. It pays us back or down how good the quality of our recycling is, to the point where we think it might even be a financial savings compared to the prior arrangement as well, right?
Well, if we go that direction, that RFP is out. But yes, that the difference is that the private MRFs at this point, ECUA has not opted to do a certain rate and then incentivize and lower that rate based on the identification of the collection coming in.
Got it.
Okay. Where the private haulers, the waste management, that's what they do. So I know Santa Rosa County has had, you know, conversation about that, and certainly we'll have that conversation with haulers. But yes, the concept that you mentioned is correct. You start at a higher per ton rate, but if you bring a lot of aluminum and it's not contaminated and all of that, then you can get to a significantly lower rate than what a municipality MRF might be charging.
Yeah, no, it all sounds good to me. So I'm excited to see the particular details, but, you know, big first steps towards getting this done. And then just ballpark starting date, January, February, any idea?
Well, you're going to start being communicated with about opting in and all of that stuff most likely in January.
Okay.
The actual can on the curb, we're probably looking I would say in April timeframe.
Oh, okay.
You know, where it could be a little sooner, but I just don't want to overpromise. So, actual can of the curb picking up recycling probably in the April. Area.
Okay, so we're going to get a new congressman, and we're also going to get recycling around the same time. Very good. Parking changes, big parking changes are happening, Friday, right, is when you have the trolley that's going to run from Wright Street down to Commandancia Slip. The Commandancia Slip area by the port is all free. The 30-minute small lot at Garden and Jefferson, all of these changes go into effect starting on Friday. Is that right?
That is correct. And then everything is now up and available at parkpensacola.com. So if you want to map of where the free parking is before you come downtown, you can do that. So we've got all of that information, including where your money is going in terms of when you're paying that dollar an hour. So we'll continue to enhance that. And then again, we've got those more changes to come, you know, first part of next year, the wayfinding signs for free parking and some other significant things we're working on.
And the one tip is, if you're like me and you love your free parking and you just don't want to pay, the west side over on like Spring Street is abundant free parking all the time. You basically can't go wrong if you go over there. One thing I wanted to talk with you a little bit about is the road diet that has now been implemented on Palafox north of Cervantes. Yep. I have immediate feedback for you. You ready?
I think I have to be. Go ahead.
my wife took our dogs to the vet. We go to Hillman, great vet. And so she experienced what she had not been expecting, which was hash marks on the exterior lanes, and then you're only supposed to drive in the interior lanes. And she says, when you get to the intersection where they go into place, there's like a right turn only. And what she watched with her own eyes is she was in the interior lane going south, and there was a red truck in the outside lane that just drove right through the turn only, right through the hash marks, like it wasn't even there because it was literally just paint on the road. Her one couple of minutes worth of experience was nobody understands, nobody obeys. It's as if it didn't even happen.
Well, first of all, yeah, I appreciate the feedback. First of all, the I want the project to be completed before we, you know,
right. Fair enough.
Before, which I totally get. It's something new now. And
yeah.
To be honest with you, I don't know exactly what the finished markings are going to be and all of that stuff. I'm not going to assume that it's just paint. It's about a $1.4 million project. And by the way, you know, of course people are asking me about it now. This is a project that preceded me. This is a
long time coming.
So not that I'm a huge fan of, I'm not passing the buck in terms of, I don't support it. I just mean, this has been a long time coming. It's a state road. It's about a $1.4 million project. And I'm a believer in, as I mentioned in the press conference around that time, I lived at 1205 North Palafox. I lived on that street for 3 years, and it might be a car an hour on the weekend.
Oh,
that
right. No, it's a very underutilized throughway.
From a capacity standpoint, yeah, it makes absolutely no, once the interstate went in, there is no need for any Palafox North of Cervantes to have four and five lanes, somewhere in there. However, we certainly understand that. We'll take that feedback and we'll make sure any enhancements that we can make more physical than paint. And again, I don't want to assume that those aren't going to be made,
because
it is under construction right now and continues to be into next week and everything like that. Then we'll obviously take a look at that if we see any issues.
And you know, that's one person's experience the first day it's been implemented. I mean, so it's just giving you some quick feedback from the street, literally.
No, good to know.
So we do not have time to get it. We have so many. I always have so many things I want to talk about with you. So we just don't have time to get into it all. I would be wasting both of our time, so I tried. So let's switch to the lightning round. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. White meat or dark meat for DC Reeves?
Both. I go a little of both.
You go back and forth. You mix it up. Both in the same mouthful. What's your strategy?
I guess I'm more of a dark meat kind of guy. It depends on, now fried turkey changes everything, but I'll usually go both.
Okay. All right. Do you eat pie right after the meal, or do you eat pie later with a delay? And what is your pie of choice? For Thanksgiving,
I'll usually eat it right after. I'm a traditionalist, Andrew. Pie wise, I'm not a fruit pie guy. I'm not an apple or a cherry or anything like that. I'm usually either some kind of pumpkin, or if someone brings like a lemon ice box or a key lime or something, a little more off kilter from Thanksgiving.
I like that off kilter.
And then last one,
at this time of year, a lot of times we get together with family and we play games, and we ask the question, which game would you want to play? Would you want to play Risk, Monopoly, Scrabble, or Trivial Pursuit? Which is your game that you would prefer to play? Or maybe the game that you hate the most? I don't know.
Monopoly takes like 4 hours. We've already been there long. I don't know if I'm going to commit to that after Thanksgiving. I would say of those choices, I would say Scrabble. It's a little more, back to my journalism days, I get a slight advantage. I feel like, maybe not.
So you're the kind of guy that likes to pick the game to favor your ability to win at it. Okay. I like that. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Of course.
I would rather play a logic game than a luck game.
Can't
sure.
Last,
I like it. Well, Mayor DC Reeves, as always, thank you for the time. We look forward to talking to you again next week, and have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, you too. Thanks, Andrew.